of the Tale, or the Wall Street Journal, the tabloids you shouldn't be looking at. Okay.
Sports.
Sports. The Times also has a sports section. Yeah, I know what that's a saying, but serious damage for Yiddishkeit. If you're really, really desperate, you have to buy the Post for the sports, so buy it. Other Tale, or the Wall Street Journal. the tabloids you shouldn't be looking at. Okay?
Sports.
Sports. The Times also has a sports section. Yeah, I know what that's a saying, but serious damage for Yiddishkeit. If you're really, really desperate, you have to buy the Post for the sports, so buy it, take a scissors and cut off the first half and throw it to the garbage, and just keep the second half. Alright. Not on Yom Tov, Chas v'Shalom. Talk about during the week. So you should not have the paper delivered to you on Shabbos. Because if you have it delivered on Shabbos, they're printing it for you, so it's not allowed. So you should have the Monday through Friday, Sunday through Friday. On Yom Tov, in my opinion, you don't have to cancel your subscription. I'll tell you why. It's my chiluk. If the way the Times operates, they have different kinds of subscriptions. Don't forget, in Manhattan, where the work people work from Monday through Friday, there are hundreds of thousands of subscriptions to the Times, 5 days a week. Then they got to pay, and they print less. Not everybody goes and buys it this Saturday in his local candy store. Very often at work, the business pays for it. What does it cost now? The time? 50 cents.
Yeah.
Out of your own pocket, they don't want to do that. There's much fewer papers printed on Saturday, as far as I understand. So if all from a Yidden would cancel for Shabbat, they print even less. So in effect, they're printing it for you. All the Yidden would cancel, they print less. So you have no right to maintain a Saturday subscription to the Times. Can't they really? But Yom Tov comes out a few days of the year. If I was going to say, we cancel for Shavuos next month, the Times out there, they're going to start. Not worth it them to change their computers to do anything different. They just do it anyway the same way. That's how I understand it. So therefore, I don't think you have to go cancel a subscription for Shavuos. Yes?
You're going to place it
even
the fact that you're buying the paper and not have a shorn.
They count every newspaper. Every subscription is counted. Everyone. The business. The business. The world of business. I'm sorry?
And largely, like, more in Iowa. There maybe 20 Orthodox Jews there. So not few, 10 people ordering the paper. I mean,
they'll print 10 less. Another problem. Delivery is always a problem. I want to say another thing. When I say you don't have to cancel the subscription, that just means they don't have to call up the Times and say don't deliver. You still shouldn't look at the paper. Paper on Shabbos, the other. So you should let the papers lie in front of the house, you know, either in a plastic bag or however they deliver, throw it to you. And after the other is over, you can look at the paper. You shouldn't look at it. So there's no problem with delivery because you're not going to use it on Shabbos, the other. That's where I think to do this. Some say it's Nolan also. Okay. Yeah, even if it's Muktzah, you still kick it away. You can kick Muktzah away. Since it gets in the way.
Can you kick it in the brain?
Did it come in a plastic bag that morning?
Yeah, I think so.
What about
regular mail on Yom Tov? He comes through the front doors with the shoots. Shabbos also is a problem. Kick it to the side. Most mail today contains Dvar Mamukzi. Either if you lachatchila checks, and the Evid bills. We get very few checks in the Evid bills every day. So that's Mukzi. So. Huh? Mail. What are you telling? Don't bring the mail.
No, I say, but now that you have it.
So what about it? Oh, you want to? You got a safe for the mail on Shabbos. These days, everything's either it's a bill or a safe or both together. The bill. Give us $10, Mr. Shiva. It's unbelievable what's going on. Dude. It's great. Can you read such a book on Shabbos? Probably yes. If you can take the if you can open it up, you know, if they give you, I think it probably worked. I don't think there's any sort of, it's certainly not Nola. It's Mulach of the Goy. Yeah, it's probably Mutter, because the Goy, although he's bringing you the delivery, is bringing other people in your building as well, in your house, in the neighborhood as well. The Goy will have in the area of your community. So that's, and driving the truck from Goyim also, I don't think that's bad, that's a problem. Who? Kenyan? Kenyan. That's a good question. I think according to American law, your coin of the minute gets thrown into your chute, whether you like it or not. So say, so you have to have a new chumra in mind. When the mail comes in, no, I'm not being caught in the mail, I don't want to be caught in the mail because I'm used to Kenyan. Not a joke, it applies to me too, even though I have an apartment house and I have a mailbox downstairs. Probably, I think, according to American law, the minute it gets to my mailbox, it's mine. I think so. No, I need to, what's that? Where are the lawyers here?
Well, what's the law with a warrant?
What?
Can they deliver a warrant to your mailbox or not? I don't think they can.
Warrant?
That would be the same thing. You have to go to you.
I don't know. It's probably my property. So the new chumra now. I have kavana shelo liknos. It's a chota shelo kona, the shot of kinyan v'yantif. Shabbos. I never thought of it. It's a new chum every day.
I'm not sure if it's true, because the warrant, my brother once got paid by a lawyer to do this, and he had to go deliver it to the guy. He couldn't drop it in his mailbox. He can't mail it. It's not Kona until he actually gets it.
Well, we'll have to speak to the lawyer.
Why do you
care? You're not, your mailbox is not the same as my mailbox. It wasn't delivered by the United States Mail to the mailbox. Okay, but let's not start with that again. Yeah, Kutzutzchum could be a problem. Kutzutzchum could be a serious problem. However, it seems to me, from what I understand, that most of them which are mailed to you, which are delivered to you by day, were very likely in New York before Shkia, the night before. That's what I'm told. If you're lucky enough to get something in the mail, you know, on a given day, it's probably it was already in the New York City area the night before. So therefore, it could be possibly
on the second day.
Right. That's a question of Mamonashov. Second, maybe it's a Mamonashov. Right. Express mail. You should be very careful. You shouldn't send express mail to Rav Yonder. It's a big problem for Rav Shabbos. You should try to avoid it because that's a really sharp foot. Where does it come from? Atlanta? Where does it come from? FedEx comes all from Atlanta, I think. That's where that's their hub. Put it down. You know, they ask you to sign, of course you can't sign. They sign for you. Yes.
Also, the same. Even if it's in the same city, if it's a city that has like a lot of waterways, so the bridges might be more than 70 amas. Like, for example, if the main post office delivery is Brooklyn, and then delivered to Staten Island Federal Express, I mean, Express Mail, it's over the top.
Staten Island.
There's not a bridge along
Staten Island. I'm not sure if it's close to Staten Island. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Mail stuff, regular mail,
general. I'll do with this, but I think it's worth it to put something in the regular mail on Erev Shabbos. The chance I won't get mail, the way the mail's going these days. Yeah, so you're not time to do it on Shabbos. Okay. But instead of Federal Express Erev Shabbos, that I would not do.
She writes in New York City that many post office workers are Jewish and shouldn't do it. So
no more. There's still some diehards, but... walk into a post office one day, you'll see. Okay. That used to be. That was a very good job for a Jewish boy, you know. I couldn't get a job anywhere else. You know, 50 years ago, many people worked in the post office. You know, it was a very respectable position. Anyone majoring in post office work here in the Yeshiva College? One of the most popular majors. All right. Yeah. You know, again, it doesn't apply too much nowadays, but in the old days, the stores were open on Yontif, and now people go in there to buy their food. And hold dinim himself the beta, how you like to do it, you can't give money, you can't make precise measurements and precise countings. Nowadays, it really generally does not apply. Okay, now Mitoch. Everyone knows place, there's a famous town of Mitoch. Oh, Pesachim. Pesachim Daf Hey, everyone knows this. A little bit. Right? Mitoch, Shetul Tzorach. Hudra Nami Shalom Tzorach. What does that mean? So Ramoyah, Tatrichim Loksas. or you're afraid something's going to get stolen. This is Simitov Kuf Yud Ches. Okay. The Ramah says about things being stolen, and here's what the Mishnah talks about the keys. The Mishnah Brewer says in Sifkot Vav, you're allowed to take Mafteach Shal Ateva Shemunov Shal Mahosov. Kevin Shal Libo Doig Umitzar Azeh Choshev Otsos and Mafteach Otsorach Oneg Yontem. That's what the Beis Yosef calls when I go smack. Dash Yesh Kama Poskim Shal Cholkim Azeh. They say it's not true. Just because you have, the Rosh argues, the Tur, the Ra'ah, the Maril, the Marshal, not so simple. Hefzit Mama doesn't count. Nochol Nahachmir, the Taz, other poskim say. So that's why some hide the keys and they don't want to carry keys. You can argue today that forget about the, not about the money, what about the chont? They'll steal the chont. If that's a realistic fear, then okay. But the machzorim, you're afraid they're going to be stolen. You hear this? Going to steal the machzorim. You hear this? Steal the machzorim. It's hard to believe, but that's what it says. So then it's put them to take it home if that's what you're afraid about.
Kids damage it. Kids will play around the shul. They'll throw the stuff.
No. Yeah, a lot of things happen, but I don't know. Playing ball is the famous thing about playing ball. The Ramah says, "Mutal lishol b'kadur." I feel the b'shusaram avagav she'ena ela teal bi'alma. I don't know if you're following what goes on in the newspapers. An unbelievable controversy erupted within the quote-unquote modern Orthodox community this year about playing ball. You see that one? Unreal. Oh. It was gewaldic. One rabbi put out a paper that playing ball, although it should really be discouraged, of course, but it's not really prohibited. Another one said, no, it's an absolute issue. And they went back and forth and ended up in the Jewish press and all of that. The guy resigned from an organization over this. It's unreal.
Which we
Playing ball. Shabbos, Yom Tov. No differences in
Erev. Where are you quoting from?
Tov Kuf Yud Chesif Aleph. There's a famous Yerushalmi that says that there was a same famous city in Eretz Yisrael. It was called Turmalka, that was destroyed because people played ball there on Shabbos, presumably within the Erev. So, especially today, where there's so many Turmalkas out there. As of tomorrow, today, when's it starting? Today? You read the paper today? You got to read the paper today. Today, page one. You saw what's going on. So there are a lot of Turmalkas out there that are being abandoned, Chalila, to other nations. We have to make sure not to play ball. You know, that's the least we can do to preserve it. I must tell you, I had my labor there, Maras Nash. I have to spill out my heart to you. I was taking a walk with my wife last Shabbos. Goes back 10 days ago. Beautiful day, if you will. Beautiful day. We're walking, all of a sudden we come right across the street from my house. It's a nice area called Fieldston. And as soon as I get there, I hear ball bouncing. Basketball. So I catch a glimpse around me. Young men dressed spiffy with suits and ties and yarmulkes. They're bouncing a ball. But let's follow them. So we walk behind them up a beautiful street called Delafield Avenue. Nice street there, beautiful. Flowers, trees, and houses, very nice. We keep going. We walk around a block and a half. All of a sudden they shoot into a driveway somewhere. I said, okay, we're not going to wait around here. We went right down the walk up to the end of the block, went around the long block, came back around another block, and sure enough, about 10 minutes later, we come out, and guess what? These same people are wearing tank tops, shorts, sneakers, and they have these new kinds of baskets now. You ever see these things out in the street? It has a very heavy base. It's on some wheel or something like that. And you can play basketball in the street. And we saw the basketball, that's what I figured from before. I've seen that basketball. I pass there every day. It's owned by a Jew. And they pay, and that was a kvir to play ball on Shabbos. It's terrible. An Erev. That's just not right.
The Erev
does not count. They're over and out so. The Erev doesn't count for them. If I had the ability to do that, I would do it, but I can't. What? You can't make it tonight. I'm just joking around. It's no time. The air is up and down. But I'm just telling you to stay far away from such activities. It's really a terrible thing. Aye, the Rambam said it's mutter. So, you have to know what's...
Frisbee's
thing
is mutter,
but not... Yeah, that same day... No, this Shabbos, we took a walk in the same place. We weren't there this time. We walked too early. But across the street, is someone from happens to be from Marshall. There's a little kid. And a little kid that's playing with a wiffle ball, a couple of things. So that's new. That's different. That's just a couple of kids playing, little kids with a wiffle. It wasn't a kvias coming, you know, with tank tops, with sneakers, with shorts, on the street. It was terrible. It was a terrible thing. Okay. Sorry for digressing a little bit. But,
Board games are.
Board games are not saying ideal for Shabbos Yom Tov. That's certainly not as as public a violation of the spirit of the Shabbos of the Yom Tov.
Is that a mitzvah if you enjoy it for owning Yom
Tov? Listen, it's better than Lashon Hara. That's what I say. All right. Tov Kuf Yutess. Talks about bona v'sosa v'yonder. A lot of things which don't really apply nowadays, but some things do apply. They used to have the shutters, the famous Sugan Bates, that are open and closed the shutters of the stores. Okay. Tirchi is sayer v'yonder, they said it's not allowed because it's not yonderdik. Can't ride horses on yonder, sorry. And you can't get married on yonder. Alright. Tov Kuf Chavav, I told you before, the very important sin about Mace B'Yomtiv. There are all kinds of different details which I told you before. Most communities do not apply because we're afraid of the extra Chilul Yomtiv. There can be cases where it does apply though. And again, I want to chaz over. We learned Beitza 3 years ago. We spent a long time on the Sugya. Chavav and Mesechta Beitza. It seems to me that the klal is it's mutter to do something on Yantav Rishon through a guy, or on Yantav Sheni through a yid, if it will hasten, it will expedite the kvura. That's the klal. If you have the actual kvura, Yantav Sheni or Yantav Rishon through a guy, we don't do anymore nowadays, generally. But if it will hasten it, it may be done. For example, let's say someone is nifter, erev a 3-day Yantav. Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. And the kavur is going to be in Eretz Yisroel. This happened to my family. So the psak was given that they should, the oro was taken to Eretz Yisroel on Thursday, landed in Eretz Yisroel on Friday, so it was Chol HaMoed, and the kavur was on Friday. The alternative would have been to wait till Motzei Shabbos, and then first we had extra lanos and mace of at least two full days. So therefore, this decision was made because it expedited matters. Huh? Goy, because it happened to have been Yom Tov Rishon, so it's only permitted to a goy. Had a Yom Tov Sheni, it would even be permissible through a Jew. No, actually they had the Mesarul the Katof, and they gave it over to Louis the goy, and this way the family was able to observe the Shiva for an hour before Pesach. And then it was the whole shiva was knocked out, as opposed to the alternative, which would have been the shiva after Pesach. Okay, many problems here about how to do things, but again, we don't do these nowadays. So. I must tell you, the chazara today for the bechina not so good because I don't know what the question we ask. All these different problems and problems in terms of what you may or may not do. But the broyer's killer still does it. They have kuyon to this day. What they do is they have two people accompany the Oren to the cemetery. They have there somewhere in Clifton, and they go with the goy in the hearse, and they come back, and I think they get off by the bridge, and they walk. They don't want to go on a car in town. They walk to the bridge, and they get on the car. That's correct, because it's Zilzul Yontif. To go on a car, Yontif, even if it's not really the Nisa government, it's a Zilzul Yontif. Like it says, riding on a horse in Yontif, Mizmana Gemara, was prohibited, even for kvura, because a zilzul, that's a worse kind of thing. I was talking about like playing bull. Sometimes our zilzul beyondim is almost more chomer than I can't really say it that way, but in some ways more chomer even than having malachas done for you. because it's a big zilzal. That's what's quoted by the poskim here in Hilchos Yontif. Okay. Erev Tavshilin, Tav Kuf Chav Zayin. This is really the Maisa. Erev Tavshilin, of course, applies when Yontif falls out on Friday or Thursday and Friday. So Midah, right? So who's on the sugya pole? So next sugya, we're just before that sugya in Ashiya. Sugya Mem Ches, right? Mem Zayin, Mem Ches. Pole means what? Since what you're cooking could be used for guests on Yontif, so if you even though you cook it for tonight, for tomorrow it's midarais, it's mutter. Hovel, heivav, aleph, yud, lamed. Since hovel, mikl, orchim, if guests would come, you can provide them with this food. So therefore, we say it's permissible midarais in the cook, even though you have no guests anticipated. For this reason, according to many, some machlokas in the Gemara, according to some, that's the base of the heter of erev tavshilin. Erev tavshilin, as the Gemara says, right here in Pesachim, is not a magical trick, which can be matter nisa d'raisa. Erev is matter nisa d'raisa. No, but d'raisa put there for one of two reasons, either because of holo, or the Gemara suggests, what? Who knows? Tzorche Shabbos, nas in the yomtiv. A new cloud, that you're allowed to cook on Friday for Shabbos even without holo, with d'raisa. Might have gemina? Think about gemina. Can you cook something very late in the day on Friday for Shabbos, when Shabbos is a yomtiv? Friday and Shabbos are Yom. May or may not. If it's based upon Tzorche Shabbos, Nas, the answer is Mutter. If it's based upon Hoel, the answer is Aser. What kind of Hoel? There's no time for guests to eat. It's not edible until after Shabbos begins. Or it's just before. No guests have a chance to sit down and eat it. The Mishnah Berurah, the long, long piece, very long of the Bir Halacha. My recollection, he says, the Chatzchila should be Machmir, especially by Yodav Daraisa. Yodav Daraisa and Friday come out one of two ways. Either Shavuos, or Shvi Shal Pesach. That's the only other derisa which is possible on Friday. And of course, Shvi Shal Pesach is frequent. Shavuos, they both could happen, yeah? Achana, Malacha or not Malacha? I asked you a question. Achana, with Malacha or not Malacha? Very good question. Oh. Married the kasha. It goes far beyond Mr. Brewer's Shiva. Okay, yes, the kasha. Why don't we say mitoch? It's hutranam of the tzorach. So the simple answer is not the tzorach hayom. You need tzorach hayom ktas, we saw before. That's a simple answer. There's a long, to look at the tziv, there's a long piece about this. Okay, not for now. But you raised a good question, which you should have mentioned earlier, that Rabbi Kivega, by the Mr. Brewer quotes it, about hachana miyantam the Shabbos, without malach. There are Rabosai three shittas. You want to do something that's not involved any malacha. For example, you want to be girl of the Sefer Torah. That's a classical example. You want to be girl of the Sefer Torah on Friday, which is Yom Tov for Shabbos, with different laning. May or may or not. So the Kivege, if I'm not mistaken, also you're offering the Yerushalmi that it's mutter without Erev Tavshilin. The Easter of Achana is only from a higher level of Kedusha to a lower level of Kedusha. From a lower to a higher is Mutter. The Gemara tells it too, compared it to the case of Chelvei, Shabbos, Kraven, Beyontav, and vice versa, which indicates if you're going to a higher level of Kedusha, it's permissible. Aleph. Others say no. It's Aser unless you have an Erev Tavshil. And others say no. It's Aser even with an Erev Tavshil. Because Erev Tavshil, in their opinion, only works for food. Tavshilin. But any relating to food, but not for Sefer Torahs. So there are actually three opinions la'alocha as far as that's concerned. So again, there are different minhagim, how to pass them la'alocha. Okay. So now we have the din of Erev Tavshilin. What does it mean, Erev Tavshilin? We have a minhag based in the Ramah of pass the Tavshil. Usually you have matzah or challah plus a tavshil. What's a tavshil? Some use a hard-boiled egg, some use a good filter fish, some use whatever, a tavshil. You put it aside, you make a bracha on mitzvahs Erev, and you leave it there, and that's considered to be your meal. It's Erev tavshil. What does Erev mean? So the Ramah says, Pirish inyan Erevu, sheyavashel v'yofa miyomtev l'shabbos, imasha bishel v'ofa kvar mi'erev yontev, l'shem Shabbos. The nimtz shlo hiskel malacha beyond the vela gomer also. Erev means the mixing in. The mixing what you did yesterday, you're doing today. That's lashon erev according to the shitas ha-ramo. Others say that it means a bit of a different thing. That if you put this food there, out theoretically, conceptually, that is your Shabbos stick of food. So therefore, whatever you're going to cook today, you know, you really be having one for Shabbos, it's really considered yontif stick of food. That's what others say. How long must the erev remain intact till Shabbos begins? One Shabbos begins on the contrary. There's a mitzvah, some people have a mitzvah to eat it up. Once you do one, Maharani Wittenberg. Once you did one mitzvah with it, you should do another mitzvah with it. That's a minute of for Shabbos Shudders, or for Friday night, or for Shabbos for lunch. That's what the erev of Shulin is consumed. But you don't have to eat it. Not necessary. Okay. Every person should make his own Erev. At the same time, the Gadol Ha'ir, the Rav, is required to make an Erev in case someone forgets, you should rely upon the Rav's Erev. But a person is not supposed to rely on the Rav's Erev. If someone relies upon it, he could have made his own Erev and he would start relying on the Rabbi. He's called a Poshea Ve'en Yotzevo. He's not Yotzev with the Rabbi's Erev. She'ein ha'chachamim maknim eruvim lemi she'ein hu yochol la'asim batzim hu mis'atzel losh of the Mishnah Berurah quoted from the Rosh and from Rashi, etc. So only if you forget you can rely upon the Rav's Erev. But in Chatchila, every person should make his own Erev Tavshil. Every person means every household. Doesn't mean every single person. Every household. I'm sorry? Check it out tonight. What does that mean? If Yontif is Thursday and Friday and you forgot to make an Erev until Shulchan on Wednesday, you can make it on Thursday with it tonight. If Thursday is Yontif, then this is Dvar B'Tehillim. Right? I don't need it because Friday is Chol. If Friday is Yontif and Thursday is Chol, then the Erev until Shulchan work. Yes, if that's permissible.
Without a bracha.
Of course. Okay. Some poskim argue the mechaber and say that you may rely upon the rov's erev. So for the yevet, the Mishnah Berurah maybe can be makel for tzarach simchas yontif. Maybe he's not sure. Tonight? Yeah, why not? Maybe we can tonight. Now it's a very important thing. If you are making, in case you become a rov, or in case you want to be a just in case there is no rov in town, you want to make it for other people, you can just take a box of matzahs with an egg and say, I make an Erev from real. That's ridiculous. The pshat that everyone has to have a piece of the Erev. How do you do that? Zochen la'odam shalom b'fono. You have to get somebody else, the next door neighbor, something. You give him the box of matzahs and the egg and pick it up. You would pick it up on behalf of all Yidden who would have to rely on my Erev Tavshilin. Then it works. And you say, l'ono l'chol yisrael adorom b'irazos. But some sidurim, you're going to have a standard procedure that they invite everybody. It's ridiculous. If you didn't do it as chia, then it doesn't work for the lechol yisrael adorom b'irazos. So it doesn't pay to say those words. That's another question. Who's considered someone? Many possible say that your wife or your child who is samach al shulchancha is not considered outside. They're part of the use of right pocket to left pocket, and therefore that would not be considered proper for the zechia of the erev. So if you should get somebody not a member of the household. Okay, I'm sorry. Shall over by mitzvah? No, over by mitzvah. And, no, the second time is a big problem. Because if you forget twice, then already you consider it poshea. The big question, what do you mean, I forgot once? 50 years later, forgets again. What a shout out. Someone was 20, forgot, 70, forgot again. See, he has a criminal record, yeah? I don't think that's what it means. 50 years later, it's poshea. I mean, it means within, I don't know how exactly you draw the line. Maybe it means two in a row, two, you know, Friday others in a row. I'm not sure. Okay, Yontif said it requires an Erev Chatzeres. What does Erev Chatzeres mean? Is you have to actually
Put in an A if that's for carrying purposes. We just said before, you can't carry an Yontif for no reason. So you need an A of Vechatzeris. That's what it says in the some post. Others say no. Does not require Vechatzeris. Why? It's because there's no din of Hotzah in most circumstances. And the din of Rabban and the A of Vechatzeris, they never made an Yontif. So what do? Our standard sitter by Erev Chatzeres says, the Chol Shabbos is Hashana Uliyah. Some possible. Others say no. Does not require Erev Chatzeres. Why? Because there's no din of Hotzah in most circumstances. And the din of Rabban, the Erev Chatzeres, they never made on Yontif. It's Machlokas HaRishon. So what do? Our standard sitter by Erev Chatzeres says, the Chol Shabbos is Hashana Uliyah. mitzvah to divide yontif in half. Chatzi l'Hashem, chatzi l'Hashem. Therefore, to scold the chazonim who daven, schleppy davenings past chatzos. The famous Sharatzion says, from the quote of the Marashal, Ma shemarichim achazonim negunim, ein ze bechol chatzi l'Hashem v'chatzi l'Hashem. It's neither. It's neither. Alright? That's why you should not go past chatzos. What should you do? What should your schedule be on the B? You get up early in the morning. It's the first thing we don't do. Yeah, but still. Still not that late. You daven, shachris musaf, you go home, you eat, go to Beis Medrash and learn until chatzi ayom. Most of the shuls today in America, they barely get finished with davening by chatzi ayom. It's terrible. Rosh Hashanah bedavka is supposed to go past chatzi ayom.
So what do you do?
Oh, on Rosh Hashanah, you're not, first of all, let me explain to you one thing. We have Chaber, it's a mitzvah to divide yontif in half. Chatzil Hashem, chatzil Lachem. Therefore, to scold the chazonim who daven, schleppy davenings past chatzos. The famous Sharatzian says, from the quote of the Marashal, Masha marichem achazonim nigunim, ein zi bechol chatzil Hashem v'chatzil Lachem. It's neither. It's neither. Alright? That's why you should not go past chatzos. What should you do? What should your schedule end up be? You get up early in the morning. It's the first thing we don't do. But still not that late. You daven, shachris, musaf, you go home, you eat, go to Beis Medrash and learn until chatzi ayom. Most of the shuls today in America, they barely finish to the end with davening by chatzi ayom. It's terrible. Rosh Hashanah b'davka is supposed to go past chatzi ayom.
So what do you do?
Oh, Rosh Hashanah, you're not... First of all, let me explain to you one thing. We approximate chatzi. What is chatzi? We require simchot v'shavodas hayetzer. Be very, very careful with this. And not only that, but the final sif, Chayovin Bezdin Lahamid Shotrim Beregolim Shiu Meshotim Mechapsim Beginos Uvupardesim. What they call it today? Bush Patrol. Yeah. Beginos Uvupardesim. Ve'alan Ahoros. Shalai Yiskapsu Shom Lecho Velishos Anoshim Vinoshim. Ve'ovol Ide Aveira. Ve'chei Azhiru Bechodorazel Lechol Ha'om. Shlo yisarvu anoshim v'noshim b'boteyam b'simcha. Shlo yimshichu b'yayin. Shem yiyovol v'de'aver liyu kulam kedoshim. So be very, very careful about these things. Very careful. And the Mishnah Berurah ends, if someone has the ability to protest these things, they should protest these things. You have to be very careful to know what's an appropriate meeting and what's not an appropriate meeting. I'm saying that. Here, it's not only Yantav to Mishnah Berurah, but it's fine because it's bigger kilkul. You have to be very careful how you conduct yourself, especially on Yantav. You go home for Yantav and you see men and women, and sometimes they don't really conduct themselves properly. And the world in which we live is such a dor poros, one of the slot. So whoever has extra chumris and his yoga in these matters is tavo lebracha. We'll stop here, give you 5 minutes to chaz everything, and that's love on the bechina. With mazals on his man Krishna. Terrible. Siv Beis, Chayev Adam Yosameach V'Tov Lev. A person is required to be happy and of good in good cheer. Moed Hu V'Ishto Ubonov, himself with his wife, with his children, according to the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Others say it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan now that they have no korbanos. What about Chalamoyer? The Rambam says even Chalamoyer is included in the mitzvah of Simcha. Because it says, a halal of a Simcha Shmona, Pashpetz, the Dindoraisa. Bizman Beis HaMikdash, each and every day they had to bring a korban of Shalmei Simcha, the kind of Simcha with Basar. So presumably Bizman HaZeh, you have to fulfill Simchas Yantav every single day as well. Kavod V'Onah, says the Mishnah Berurah, does not apply in Chol HaMoed, and therefore, it doesn't say Mikra Kodesh, and therefore you don't have to wash and bench every day of Chol HaMoed. That's what it's quoted. Haidu Simcha, little kids, you give them kloyas vegozim, maybe chocolate, ice cream, whatever they like. Noshim, begodim v'takshitim, kifi mamono. If you can't afford jewelry, at least buy new shoes. As I stated in the Mishnah Berurah, shoes today cost a lot of money. But